Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 13th. Happy Resurrection Day. We have a new memory verse today. It's Matthew 21, verse 9, and it's really perfect for Palm Sunday when we celebrate the fact that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey during his Passion Week, and the people laid down their coats and palm branches, and they shouted, "Hosanna in the highest." The memory verse goes like this: "And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" That's Matthew 21, verse 9. Do you know what the word Hosanna means? It originally comes from the Hebrew, "save us." And in New Testament times, it takes on more of a word of praise, like "praise to the one who saves." Hosanna to the Son of David. Praise you, Son of David. So it's this combination of a plea for help and joyful praise for God's deliverance. Our Old Testament passage today is in Nehemiah. Goodness gracious, we are really zooming through the books of the Old Testament. Yesterday we were in Zechariah, which is during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And now today we're going to read from Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. But I need to put this in context, perhaps. King Artaxerxes is in power. He's a Persian king living in Susa, which is modern-day Iran. But he is reigning over the Babylonian Empire. Remember, the Babylonians came in and destroyed Jerusalem and Judah, and they took off many of the people to exile in Babylon. And then the Persian Empire came in and overtook the Babylonians. That's about the extent of the history that I understand. But now we're in the time after Esther. This is the king that Esther was married to, son Artaxerxes, and Nehemiah is the cupbearer to Artaxerxes. And in verse 5 of chapter 2, after much praying, Nehemiah approaches the king and asks, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it." So Nehemiah wants to help rebuild the city, and verses 17 and 18 are when he arrives in the city. "Then I said to them, 'You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer suffer derision.' And I told them of the hand of my God that had been upon me for good, and also of the words that the king had spoken to me. And they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' So they strengthened their hands for the good work." When Nehemiah arrives in Jerusalem, he finds the wall in shambles. And it says in verse 12 that God put it in his heart to rebuild the wall. And so he goes out at night and he first surveys the wall, and then he encourages the people who are in Israel during the passage we read today to stand up, to strengthen their hands for good work, because the hand of God had been upon them for good. I want to pray this blessing and ask this blessing from God for us. Lord, would your hand of good be upon my brothers and sisters today as they seek to do your will. Now let us turn over to Mark chapter 3. We'll start in verse 20 and go through the end of the chapter. Remember, yesterday we left off with Jesus appointing the 12 disciples. "Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, 'He is out of his mind.' And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, 'He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he cast out the demons.' And he called them to him and said to them in parables, 'How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of eternal sin. For they were saying, he has an unclean spirit. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and brothers are outside, seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. It's very sad that Jesus' own family misunderstands him. They say he is out of his mind, and they come to try to take him. But Jesus will not be deterred from the will of God to preach righteousness and preach the kingdom of God, and ultimately to do God's will by dying on our behalf. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Thank you for listening along on this Resurrection Day, this Palm Sunday, where we enter into the week of our Lord's Passion. Remember, there are services on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 a.m. You'll be out by 7:30 and be able to go to school or to work. There'll be a simple breakfast that you can grab on your way out. Then on Thursday, we'll have our Maundy Thursday service at 6:30 p.m. in the gym. Friday, we'll have a Good Friday service followed by a fish fry. Go ahead and sign up for that on Realm. And then Sunday, we'll be in the sanctuary for services at 8, 9:30, and 11. Can't wait to see you at one of those. Will you pray with me? Father, we are challenged and convicted by your word. It brings us joy and it reminds us to be sober-minded. We thank you for Nehemiah's example, how he prayed fervently to you that you might allow him to rebuild in Jerusalem. We thank you that we're reminded that you are the one who provides favor with those who are in charge. We pray, Lord Jesus, thanking you that you are the strong man who binds Satan. We ask, Lord, in the situations in our lives that seem uncontrollable, that you would bind Satan. We thank you for Proverbs today, Lord. We ask that you would help us to guard our mouths. Would you only allow that which the Holy Spirit inspires to come out of them? Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today. Help us to enjoy your presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.